producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Come today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday and it's a beautiful morning here in southern Maine where I live. The sun is out, a little bit on the cloudy side, but it's going to be another nice warm day. So if you haven't got your Christmas shopping done, get out early. Avoid the rush. And if you haven't got all your yard work done, then you can do that also. But if you have any questions, give us a call. We're having a light day with people calling with questions. They're probably sleeping in, had some parties to go to, or are already out headed to go shopping. But give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about his apple trees.
Okay. Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
No, Merry Christmas to you also, Paul. I went to visit my brother yesterday, and I guess a couple years ago, he planted six apple trees. He's not getting far with them because the deer keep on coming in and eating all the leaves off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you had any advice about deer repellents. I found some that online looking at Bonide. They have a variety of different ones. Some last 12 months or so, but I'd like to get them something like that for Christmas if you can help me out.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing that works pretty well. Many years ago, my mother-in-law worked for the National Park Service, and she was in the accounting department. And every year in the fall, she would get a bill for so many cases of bars of soap. And it caught her curiosity, and she called the people that had placed the order for the soap and said, why are you ordering soap in September when the parks are closing? And they said, what we do is we take Irish Spring. We buy the big bars of soap. We take a saw and we cut them so that they look like the little bars of soap that you would get at a hotel. So they'll take the big bar and cut it in four or five pieces. They'll drill a hole in the middle of the bar of soap, tie a piece of string to it, and then they'll cut the string to be about a foot long, and they will let the bars of soap dangle from the branches of the trees, and they'll tie it on evergreen plants. And the deer will come in, and they'll see the soap, and they think it's a fruit. And they'll start to take a bite out of it, and they'll get that taste of Irish Spring in their mouth, and they leave the shrubbery alone. And she said that the park ranger who told her this said, they were coming in the past, and they were just eating all of our rhododendrons, azaleas, and plants like that. In spring, it came back, but we'd have to feed it. We lost the blooming. And since we started tying Irish Spring to the trees, the deer have stopped eating the buds and the foliage. So I think if your brother could do this, it would help to protect the fruit trees, because they take a bite thinking that it's an apple, and they wouldn't like the taste of the soap, and it would keep them away.
It's going to be very interesting to put a case of Irish Spring soap underneath his Christmas tree and let him kind of guess what's in there. But I'll do that. I'll give it to him and see what happens. All right. I thank you for your time.
I thank you. I mean, it's a very, very simple way of doing it. I mean, you could buy him a container of the Bonide Repelzol and spray the tree. But I would definitely tie some little pieces of soap to that tree, because they will come in and they eat the new growth. They eat the buds. And that's where the flowers are that will make the apples. And for the National Park Service to do this, it's got to work.
All right. Now, thank you.
Thank you. Now, if we can help you, call us. We can't help you if you don't call. The number is 855-660-4261. Let's work together. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jason from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about mulching.
Jason, welcome, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you as well. My question is, because it's been such warm weather, I have not mulched around the blueberries and bushes close to the house because I'm afraid the mice will nest there. When should I mulch, and is there anything like mothballs or anything like that that I can push to prevent them from nesting?
I would definitely start doing it now. I mean, all of a sudden, the weather could change. And if it's in the middle of the Christmas season, and all of a sudden the weatherman says, oh, we're going to get down into the 20s, we're going to stay there, we're going to get a foot of snow, then you're going to be running, you're already running around trying to get everything ready, I would start to do it now. And once you've mulched the plants, if you want to sprinkle some mothball flakes right on top of your mound of mulch, that will last until the snow arrives, and that should solve the problem. But at this point, most of your rodents, they can tell by the length of the day that they've got to find a place to live for the winter. And I know it's nice, they're still active, but for the most part, they've already found a place to live. So start to protect your plant material right now. Mulch them in, and if you're using something like pine bark mulch, it's dense. If you were going to use straw or hay, then I would wait a little bit longer as a last minute thing. But bark mulch is dense, and they're less likely to dig into it than they would something that's soft and fluffy, like pine needles, shredded leaves, salt marsh hay, or anything like that. Okay.
Thank you very much. That's helpful.
Okay. I thank you, and you have a wonderful holiday season. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. And if you're out and about and you're looking to finish your shopping and you want us to make you a wreath to ship to your family members, call or go to the website and place the order today. I have extra help coming in, and all orders that come in today will go out on Monday. We want to get them to your family, to your friends, in time for the holidays. But I'll tell you, if you wait until next week, there could be a problem because the freight may not be able to get, especially to the West Coast or to Florida. So if you're going a distance, call today. Call us after 10 o'clock. The number is 207-985-6972. Call us after 10. We'll take down the order. There'll be five of us working today. We just got in some fresh wreaths, and we'll decorate them. We'll send them out. My son Jason will be making centerpieces today, and we'll ship those out also today and tomorrow. The post office is coming this afternoon to pick up what we have ready, and they'll be here Monday morning to pick up what wasn't available by the end of today. So call early and let's get it out for you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Matthew from Massachusetts, and he's got a problem with his spruce right now.
Okay, Matthew, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll talk to you about your spruce tree, because there is a major problem with spruce trees, especially the Colorado blue spruce, all over the Northeast, right after these messages.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and they will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972, 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
We were talking with Matthew about his spruce.
That's right. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for your show. Very informative.
What's happening with your spruce? Is it thinning out?
Yes. From the ground up to about maybe 5 feet, the interior of the branches, they're basically gone. All the needles, and I see the black spots through a magnifying glass. And I have that product Captan on hand. I'm thinking I could use that.
Captan is not going to work.
Okay.
This is a new disease. I started noticing it around my house in Kennebunk. I started doing some consultations and traveling around New England. And the more I traveled, the more I saw it. I was even in northern Maine, where I didn't expect to see it, and it was there. The only product that will take care of it is something called Bordeaux Mix. And Bordeaux is an organic fungicide. It was developed in France, in the Bordeaux region, to protect the grapes. And it is the only product that will take care of that fungus. Now, this is not something that you want to mess around with. It's the reason that it is as bad as it has. I talked to the University of Maine, and they said it's because we have had 4 springs in a row where it's been very wet and very rainy. And what's happened is the spores blow in the air. And if the tree is wet, the spores stick to it. And it affects the growth made the previous year. So it's dying from the inside out.
Right. That's how it works.
The new growth comes out, is healthy. If we have a nice dry spring, then those needles will remain on the plant, and then it will continue to fill. But you get a wet spring, you get a lot of fog, you get a lot of dew, then you get this disease. And what the state of Maine said is, as soon as the new growth is beginning to form, spray the tree on a monthly basis with the Bordeaux mix. They also said that one thing that will help is if you can rake the fallen needles at the base of the tree that have come off and
sure.
get as much of that out as possible, get it clean, get it out of there, and then soak the ground thoroughly with the Bordeaux to kill any spores. What happens is the little black spot is the seed for next year.
Right.
So the needle falls to the ground in the spring when the weather conditions get right. That little spore or a seed will inflate just like a hot air balloon. And it will rise off the ground up into the tree, stick to the wet foliage, and now you have an infestation. So they said that trees that have it really bad, if you can feed them and you use something like Holly Tone at the rate of 1 pound per inch diameter of your trunk and use the Bordeaux during April, May, and June, that should help to prevent future infestations that year.
Excellent. And Bordeaux mix, do you recommend a supplier for that?
Bordeaux mix should be found at any feed and grain store,
okay.
any nursery, and some of the larger hardware stores.
Probably again, a concentrate that you dilute and spray?
Yes. It comes as a concentrate. It was developed in Bordeaux, France, to keep the grapes from getting diseases. And it also worked to prevent the people that walk by the vineyard from picking the grapes because it was very, very bitter. And they stopped stealing the grapes on their way to work. Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and they will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972. 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Beautiful day outside. Oh my gosh, it's really warming up nice. Blue sky. Get outside and finish your decorating if you haven't done it. If you're going to be bringing in your Christmas tree, and you really want to help it to stay fresh, what you want to do is buy something called Wilt Proof. Spray your Christmas tree while it is outside and let it sit in the sun for a couple of hours, because you need the light to make the product adhere to the plant, not in the house, but outside. Bring it in a couple of hours, and then set it up, and your tree will work a lot better. If you need some help, we have open lines at 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Margie from Mass. She's got a question about Japanese lanterns.
Margie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hello. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. I've been meaning to call you for weeks. For years, where I live, we've had Japanese or Chinese lanterns, whichever way you want to call them,
yep,
growing up through our bushes, and I've always been able to get quite a few handful of them to bring into the house and make it look so pretty with the orange. This year, I didn't have a one. And my sister-in-law gave me my own special bouquet so I could decorate with that. My question is, the little seed that's inside.
Yes.
Can I just throw that out in the woods with the rest of the stuff and hope it takes? Or
mm-hmm.
I can.
Yep. There's when you break open
right.
the Japanese lantern, it's like a little paper lantern.
Correct.
You're going to find an orange berry.
Right.
And in the center of the berry are some fruit. And all you need to do is, like, mash it up a little bit.
Right.
The reason is if you just throw it on the ground without mashing it, then chipmunks
mm-hmm.
and squirrels are going to pick it up.
And that'll be the end of that.
And they'll eat it. And they'll drop it, but it may not be in your yard.
<That's>
so,
true. It may not.
So what you want to do is kind of mash it up so that you can see the seeds. And then any place that you have a little bit of open ground,
right.
just lay it on top of the ground, cover it with some soil,
okay.
firm it in place. And next year the seed will germinate when the weather gets good, and you'll have your own new crop of Japanese lanterns.
Okay, that's wonderful. I needed to know that because I was getting ready to just get rid of them, as I need a place to put the Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This will be perfect, and I thank you. For years, we just were so fortunate to be able to just go out and pick them and bring them in. But I will look forward to doing this, and I thank you as usual. You have so many wonderful hints. I enjoy listening to you all the time. So thank you for your help, and again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, and the same to you and your family. The other thing, if any of you are in nurseries or garden centers, and you see the silver dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And they still have the outside coating.
Mm-hmm.
Because the silver dollar has that nice, like a wax paper inner with a coating. And between the coating and the inside beautiful silvery paper are seeds.
Correct. Yeah, you can see them.
Yeah. If you can collect those seeds
mm-hmm.
and you plant them on your property, they will come back year after year after year.
I didn't know that. Okay.
They are wicked hardy. As a matter of fact, my younger brother who lives on Cape Cod,
uh-huh.
had on the end of his property, it was all tall pines, but they were getting plenty of sun, and he had a bunch of silver dollars that a friend gave him, and he showed him how to clean them, and he called me, and I said, John, you're going to see a little flat seed, round, about a half an inch in diameter. I said, take those seeds and just go in your wooded area, but it's bright light, and dig a little bit of a hole, scratch up the ground, and throw two or three seeds.
Huh.
Well, he did that. And it came up. It has a beautiful purple flower. And
oh, okay.
and then it makes that cluster of silver dollars, okay?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, John, every year, cut them, clean them, and replant the seeds in that area. You don't use it. And let it become a wildflower. Then what you're going to do in the fall, you're going to pick them, clean them, put four or five stems to a bunch, and go to your local florist and sell them. The florist went nuts.
Really?
And he says, I can go on vacation on the silver dollars that I've planted in my backyard.
Oh, wow. That's neat. That is really neat. So I learned two new things this morning, thanks to you.
Well, thank you.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You know, we can use things like that. The only thing that you don't want to plant, and you want to be careful, if you've picked bittersweet, and it's a gorgeous plant, a little orange ball with a yellow covering, and the yellow covering opens, and you get that yellow and orange color. Beautiful to make a wreath or to make a door piece. When you're done with it, don't let the birds eat it. Take it and put it in your trash barrel and get it out of there, because bittersweet is aggressive. And if you've got a wooded lot and the birds pick up the seeds, they're going to drop the bittersweet seeds underneath the trees. They will create a vine. They will go up the tree, and then you'll have a mess. So if you like the bittersweet, when the season is done, put them in the trash bag and get them out of there. Don't let the birds feed on it for the best results. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about his grass regarding pine needles.
Okay. Bob from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always beautiful out there. Good morning and happy Christmas to you.
Good morning and a Merry Christmas. It's just paradise down here. Just paradise. My question, I am about to put my lawn to bed, and I still have a number of pine needles on it. I have a mulching lawnmower. Mm-hmm. Is there a limit, or do you think you should rake the pine needles first and then gather the most up and then go ahead and mow the lawn? Or is it permissible to mulch the pine needles right into the lawn, even if it's a kind of a dense cover?
As long as it's not like an inch or two thick of pine needles, if it's a good thick layer, then I would rake up some of them. You don't have to rake them all, but rake up some of them, because a two-inch layer of pine needles will smother the existing grass that's there and is having a tough enough time with the shade and the roots of your pine tree. So if you can rake up, let's say, 75%, you don't have to get them all.
Okay.
The rest that stays there will break down and will turn into organic matter. And if you can lime in the spring, that will speed up the breakdown process, and that will keep your existing grass nice and healthy and able to grow for you.
Great. Now, would that same level of discussion pertain to the leaves, the amount of leaves also, as far as either raking or mulching?
With leaves, if you just mow, and when you mow, you spread them over a large area, as long as they're not an inch or two thick, they will break down, and it will help to build up the organic matter. I had a man on the program a couple years back, Jeff Lowenfell. He's from Alaska, and he wrote two books. One is called Teeming with Microbes. And the one thing he told my listeners is grind up your leaves and let them stay in your lawn, but you don't want to be able to see just leaves. But by grinding them up, the microbes will feed on it. It will change it to soil. It will encourage earthworms to live in your ground, and your grass will grow a lot better.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your advice, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you and yours also. Thank you for the phone call. It's a beautiful day, and if you're working around the house and you're decorating, this is the perfect day. If you've got a whiskey barrel or containers that you put on your stairs, They're not frozen. Fill them with some fresh greens that you can cut from the woods on your property or buy some at a garden center. You can put red alderberries that you can also buy. And also something called ruscus. And ruscus is a red-dyed plant from Italy. And it's really, really prickly. But it will retain that red color for a long, long time. So if you've put red alderberries in with your evergreens in containers or window boxes, and the birds get them, so you lose the red color, get some ruscus. It's an old-fashioned plant. Again, it's dyed. It's from Italy, and it will retain that red color, and the birds won't bother it. So try that this year. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Guy from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his wisteria tree.
Guy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to you and your family. What's happening with your wisteria?
Well, I geek out. I've only met you once, Nate, with you. I stumbled upon you at the Murray's Garden Center in Manchester, Hampshire, and I hung around just to, not get any work done, just hanging around to talk to you for a while. I'll
tell you what.
Are you going to commercial?
Yeah, why don't you hold on, and as soon as we come back, we'll go right back to you, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Then we can talk about your wisteria. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support
for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to talk with a caller from New Hampshire. Good morning.
Hi, Paul. My name is Guy. I'm calling from Manchester. Yes. I have three things. I have a question, I have a suggestion, and I have two challenges for you.
Okay.
All right. My question is the wisteria tree. Well, I'll say that for last because I have a wisteria tree only because you talked about one that you used to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it sounds like a great idea. I looked up pictures. Oh, it's wonderful. It's beautiful. Oh, my God, it's like having a Great Dane on a leash while you're gardening. That thing takes so much attention. But my suggestion is, I was so happy to bump into you one time at a garden shop. Sometime on your website or on your Facebook page, could you put, like, a schedule of where you'll be in summer at different garden shops? It's like, if I'm in the area, I would love to pop in and just watch your show. If anyone's ever seen it, you know, it's surprisingly low-tech and simple and just enjoyable to see you live answering questions.
Okay, I can do that for you. That's not a problem. We're going to be changing the newsletter around starting in January and doing a lot of different things. And I think you're going to be very, very pleased with all kinds of news stories. And
The newsletter is great.
I think you're going to like that. Now,
the two challenges I have are...
Yes.
Have you ever done a koi pond in your garden?
Yes, I do have one.
Oh, God bless you. All right, challenge one accepted and completed. You did that. I have another one. I started doing this. I've been listening to you for like 10 or 15 years, long before I, went to school for it. I just thought, this guy, he lights my fire whenever I go out in the garden and gives me good ideas. A couple years ago, I became a beekeeper. Have you ever considered that?
I have not.
It's not something that crosses your mind normally. You're like, no, bees sting. Why would I want to do? I like them in the garden, but Visit a beekeeping club. I'm sure there are some in your area. I happened upon it only because a swarm of bees appeared in a bush outside my camera store. And I went, the girls at the fast food restaurant next door to me said, oh, don't worry, we called our maintenance guy. He's going to come spray them. I'm like, no, these are honeybees. Leave them alone. I'll take care of it. And I called the local Agway shop. I said, you guys know a beekeeper? I've seen honey for sale in your store. And they said, he's in the store shopping right now. Let me put him on the phone. He came by. He was like, oh, no problem. He did the branch, put it in a bag. No gloves, no nothing. I went, wow, that was really easy. Well, the next day, the swarm appeared back in the bush, but he only got half of them. And I went, no one touched those. Those are my bees. And I went online. I did a little research, totally stumbled my way through it, brought those bees home. That's how I got started in beekeeping. I failed miserably my first year, but my wife signed me up for classes. I joined a group. I love my group now, and I go every year. And, right now I've got 100 pounds of honey waiting in my garage to harvest it.
Oh, wow. I know
that
yeah, people that have the room and raise bees are in for a real treat. I used to go to the Topsfield Fair every fall.
And then the
woman who was running the fair retired, and they made a lot of changes, and I never went back to the fair, but I worked with the...
It only takes about half an hour of commitment on your part every 2 weeks. That's how I tell new beekeepers. So you go, all right, and you only need like one or two hives. It's not a big space. The commitment is buying a hive and getting it started and stuff and learning. But, because we're New Englanders, we've got 6 months to sit back and read about it, study about it, do nothing. They're in the box. They're huddled up in a ball just... just camping out for the winter. And then come spring, you feed them again, and you inspect them every 2 weeks. It's a surprisingly low maintenance.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will take some time this winter, and I'll do some research. And if it's something that I think I can do, I will give it a try. And I've tried a lot of different things in gardening, and I think
you will love it. You will love it. I must be running out of time, but the wisteria tree. I see gorgeous pictures of wisteria all the time. These beautiful trellises. When mine blooms, it's covered with leaves. I have three wisteria. One on an arbor that never blooms. One on the wall of my house, which blooms actually the nicest. The one I ignore and abuse the most. And the wisteria tree, which gets pruned and shaved and fed, is too leafy. When it blooms, it's covered with leaves. And I see the pictures. It doesn't look like there's any leaves on the plant when they're in bloom. How do they do that?
Yeah, they should bloom around Mother's Day before the foliage appears. So cut back on your fertilizer. But water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.